Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. And everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your fans behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. It's a We Won Wednesday edition of the program.
I was robbed.
Oh yeah, Houston lost.
I won and lost.
He lost. You hate to see it. You did kind of win and lose. You said, I kind of threw out the possibility that Tennessee would win by too much and you wouldn't get your five guys in double figures. You missed it last night. Maybe you went to bed early. Tennessee ran Ole Miss right out of Thompson Bowling Arena. Wasn't close. Never in doubt. Complete beatdown. Just as Houston prognosticated.
Said 25.
But he did lose his bet with Davey. It was Tennessee 73, Ole Miss 48. Four, not five, but four players in double figures.
Why did Fulkerson have to go showing off like that? Spread the wealth, bro.
John Fulkerson, game MVP, according to ESPN, the broadcast. 18 points.
Ten
rebounds.
Give a couple of those to Pons.
Three steals.
Take it as a career
assists.
High.
Two assists.
It was a career high. Yes. Yes. The incredible Fulk. Career high.
Jordan Bowden had 11, as did Josiah James. And out of nowhere, Kamal had 10. And Jalen Johnson starts making shots. 2 of 3 from 3. 2 of 3 from the floor, makes both free throws. He's got 8 points, and Tennessee's up by too much. Got to take him out. Got to run the rotation.
He got the 8 points. They hit the under four timeout. I'm thinking, all right, I got 3 minutes and 40 seconds. Jalen Johnson needs a bucket, or Pons needs two. They come back from the break, and they're both on the bench. Oh, I was devastated.
There was a time during the game inside Thompson Bowling where the clocks weren't working properly, and so I couldn't actually see who had scored what. So I'm just like trying to keep up with everything in my head. But of course, Houston would let me know whenever somebody got into double figures.
It was great. Had one in the first half, and then there was a key stretch during the second where I was like, that's two, that's three, that's four.
Oh, baby, it looked like it was on.
And then Jalen Johnson hits the three, gets two free throws, he gets to eight, and they bench him. Who did this to me? Who is responsible?
Well, you said, you know, the starting five would be the most likely, which, I mean, obviously makes sense.
Yeah, but if you had told me Pons and Vescovi would combine for nine.
But I did think
that I was like, ah, this is kind of one of those things where I feel like you're going to have to get at least one unsung guy to
come through.
Yeah. And you did.
Yep.
I mean, I blame
almost two.
I blame Pons. Pons has got to have 10 for you there. I know Jalen Johnson was technically closer with 8 points, but Pons 2 of 7.
He started 0-5. Couldn't get it going. Did have a couple really nice blocks, though.
I was in a rough situation. If the Vols hit 7 threes during the game, you got a free Chick-fil-A sandwich. Cut the check. So it's like I'm wanting them to get to 7 threes, but
right.
No one get
it's
over.
It's 7 threes now? That's the number for a chicken sandwich? Well,
they
7 threes?
They only got 5.
I know. So that's five. What's sad. It's sad that it's now 7, and it's also sad that we only hit 5.
So if I lost, I probably was just going to give you my ticket to redeem for a chicken sandwich.
Chicken sandwich is $5.
They're getting close now.
Get out of here.
Hey, have you guys heard about the latest breakfast news at Chick-fil-A?
The spicy biscuit is back.
It's back.
I did hear that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a Chick-fil-A on my way to the office, though, so it's very sad.
That is sad.
It's very sad.
I need to erect one for you.
Yeah, I guess that'd be good.
Tennessee's made 7 or less threes in 16 games.
We played, 18 now or 17?
18.
Okay.
It'd have been funny if it was, like, all of them.
It would be funny. Well, it'd be sad.
Hold on, 15. So they hit 12 against Murray State. You
can't change the past. I mean,
13 against yet. LSU.
13 against LSU. That's right. We did hit a lot of threes.
And 11
that day.
Against Missouri.
Huh.
Wow.
Told you guys they'd win by 25, though.
You were on it. Yeah.
Billy had zero confidence.
In his own
it was actually embarrassing. It was embarrassing for you.
Bill went 8-2 last night.
And you,
but Billy Williford didn't.
Yeah, I don't know what you.
You went 7-3 at best.
You create this great math and then don't trust it. It's math. Shameful.
I give credit to Tennessee for playing great defense. I do feel like Ole Miss probably played one of the worst games they've played all year.
We tried to tell you
they were
bad.
They were airballing wide open shots.
Yeah, I told you.
Wide open.
We talked about. We've
put the basketball gods on a payment plan. They're having to pay us back.
It's a big
Ryan
arena.
Klein, for Perry or Terry, whatever the Alabama guy's name was from last year.
John
Petty. We had a gazillion
Petty,
threes.
He's back.
Petty. All those guys last year.
Jody Meeks.
We have put the basketball gods on the 3-point payment plan, and it's coming due. We can't exactly tell them when they have to pay. They can pay extra. It's like a mortgage, you know, but they paid a lot that Vanderbilt game, which they'd have saved a little bit of that, but it's coming back. A couple teams played like ass. We'll take it.
The past two games, the opponents are 5 for 50 from the 3-point line against Tennessee.
As he said, do you remember last year when everybody who walked in the gym saw the orange and just splashed on us? Ole Miss, 5 of 25 from 3. Also only 5 of 11 from the free throw line. They just couldn't shoot at all. 19 of 63 from the field. Woof.
Hell, I think the basketball gods are trying to throw in a little sweetener with this Kansas brawl.
That was incredible.
Kind of setting that up for us.
I mean, there are people on ESPN calling for that D'Souza kid to be arrested. Arrested for picking up a stool and actually not hitting anyone with it. They're taking it a little far. That's it.
The intent was there.
I mean, he kind of dropped it on his own. I mean, somebody was trying to take it from him.
I think he picked it up to protect himself.
And then
realized no one was around him, so then he dropped it.
I don't. I mean, if you want to say protect yourself because he was in a fight, and if you get him before he gets you, you've protected yourself. But he was going to slam that on some dude's head and then either realized what he was doing or the guy who was grabbing it from behind actually slipped it out of his hand. But that's the big story in college basketball last night, in case you missed it. Kansas State gets a steal, going in for a layup as time expires. Some dude from Kansas comes over the top, blocks the hell out of it, and then stands over the Kansas State guy. I don't know what they won by, like 20-something, 21. And then the bench is cleared. I'm going to be very interested to see what the Big 12 and NCAA do here, because at first, I'm like, oh, the bench is cleared. Everybody who leaves the bench is suspended. But time had expired. So there's a little bit of a gray area as far as leaving the bench. Not a good look for Kansas and Kansas State. But maybe a good look for Tennessee, because people are saying there could be as many as four or five Kansas players suspended for the next game. You would hate. You'd just hate to see that.
It's like, I mean, the opposite of,
I hope it's
2009.
Weird. I hope it's weird enough that if we beat them, the committee doesn't really remember that. Because maybe I hope it's just a one-game thing. Like, they'll remember it for Kansas,
know.
But I don't know if they'll be like...
People are saying they want the D'Souza kid, like, kicked out of college basketball forever.
Picking up the chair?
I mean, they were...
Rewatch the video.
There
were
other punches and slaps and pushing, and some dude came in and fell out of his shoe. Felt bad for that guy.
Yeah, was he like a transfer sit-out guy or something?
Looked like it. Looked like it. Troy Elliott says suspend all the starters. I agree. We don't need it.
We were down four when we played them over a decade ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But do we lose credit for the win if they have, like, no starters?
Yes.
No.
I mean, the net won't notice, right? It's AI. It won't care.
The committee will.
But it'll be one win on the road at Kansas.
The Washington win. Well, they got that win with Lamonte.
Now, you are continuing your negative junk today, and I don't have time for it. I just don't have time for it.
I had only seen the shots of the brawl. I didn't realize that this guy tried to go in and, like, Kansas is running out the clock, just dribbling around, and this Kansas State guy.
A little late steal.
It's 81-59.
Hey.
Kansas is ahead. And dude's just trying to get off.
Wait, 81-59?
Yeah. Kansas is ahead.
It's 22.
No, but it ended up 81-60. So did they...
What?
Oh, Captain Touchback says, I don't think time had expired. The refs had a second on the clock, and the K-State player shot free throws. Time had not expired. Suspend them all.
All right, there you go.
Suspend them all.
The Kansas guy's trying to just get the ball across half court so it doesn't get a 10-second violation. The shot clock's off. He's trying to run out the game. This kid from Kansas State, though.
Picks his pocket,
tries to go in and lay it up, and the guy who got the ball stolen absolutely tomahawk volleyball spikes the ball. But didn't foul him.
Yeah.
And then stood over him.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And if you saw just the videos on Twitter, that's basically underneath that basket. That's how the brawl began.
I wish, like...
It almost ended...
You could guarantee
it would have ended
me those
in the
fights
crowd.
In every game. That'd be incredible. It'd be season ticket holder, no doubt.
These are children.
Guaranteed fight night.
These are amateur athletes, dude, and you want to fight?
Malice in the Palace. Hell yeah, I want to fight.
You're a dark person. You're a dark
person. Well, because I like entertainment.
You're a dark.
Just
go watch
something.
Go watch MMA. Hell, this fight lasted longer
than
McGregor Cowboy.
I enjoyed this more than the McGregor fight.
I enjoyed it more because Kansas is going to probably be without a couple players. That'll feel good.
They're in the stands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it spilled over into the.
It was great.
Is that the student section / band? I don't know what. There's like cheerleaders holding guys back.
I don't know what that
I think
is.
It was like the other side of where it wasn't actually the student section, but I think there were a couple of like college-age kids in that section as well, so it might have gave that impression.
Thank you, Davey. It's a great brawl. I don't want one every game, though, you psycho.
Every other game. Every other home game. Season ticket holder. Take my money.
I don't think Tennessee would be very good in a brawl like this.
What are we talking about, man? We got clenched fist.
That was last year.
Balled up fist.
Yeah, last year's team would have. I wouldn't want to fight last year's team. Had a lot of lot of weapons, a lot of beef.
This year,
now we're too soft. We can't even rebound. Davies want us in.
We got a South American, Eastern European, and a guy from France.
I think Vescovia is the toughest one. He was fighting for a jump ball when the game was way out of hand. And then, like, elbowed the guy on the court.
Captain Touchback says it was the handicapped section.
That makes sense. He's talking about the part on the floor. Like, there weren't any bleachers, you know, for 15 feet.
Makes it even worse.
There's little lines on the floor back there. There's some, like, padded chairs. And then there's like lines on the court where
it really
doesn't.
This is not really part of anything. Like, doesn't matter. Like, what?
We're just trying to get the facts accurate here, Houston. Don't hate on it.
The facts are there was a great fight, and they have the screenshots, the still shots are amazing. The terror in these students' eyes.
Yeah, that woman like wrapping her arm around the leg of D'Souza.
Please don't do it. Please. Spare him. Spare him. Suspend them all.
Where do you come down on the stealing the ball with almost no time left?
Hustle till the whistle tells you to stop. Right. That's what I say. What's the Kansas guy doing? Like, give him the layup. It makes him look dumb if he gets the layup. Then you block him and then stand over him. Oh, cool. Just let the guy get his little hustle play. Or just block it and then just go about your business.
That dude lost a bad idea. Shoe got just absolutely stomped on.
Like actually stomped on?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a curb stomp.
I saw some stomping.
Yeah. So that's a Kansas State player in street clothes who throws a punch, tries to throw another one, gets knocked off balance, kind of by some of the fans, but not really on purpose, and then gets
stomped on.
This is a
great play-by-play you're giving.
Just absolutely stomped on by one of the Kansas
guys. Yeah, it was a big brawl. It was a nasty fight. Now I just want to know who's suspended in the handicap section.
Who's 33?
Did you not watch this last night at all?
I just saw the up close version. I didn't see the one panned out where you could see kind of how it all went down.
Suspend them all. I don't want our guys going up against such.
We still need to play the game. If we just win by forfeit.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I don't think that's
I said suspend them. I didn't say forfeit. I said suspend the guys in here. We'll go up there, play the walk-ons, get our win, get out of there.
Hold on. Since the game was out of hand, were the starters even in the game, though?
No, but they left the bench.
They came off the bench. That's even worse.
That actually is worse. Per, officials and stuff. That's like an automatic, yeah. Mm-hmm. You leave the bench, you're out. Huh?
What if they don't have a team? They just forfeit?
They're going to have five. They can go find some other guys that, didn't dress out last night. You'll get some guys out of the T-Rex or something.
I mean, if that happened in Tennessee, our student managers are... I mean, we're loaded.
Yeah, they're undefeated. Best student manager basketball team in the country.
David McCormick, number 33. 6'10", 265 sophomore. He gone. Gotta be. How many punches that guy was throwing?
They said someone went and added it up. There's apparently four starters clearly visible in the brawl that average about 33 points a game.
Can we?
Or key players, maybe not all starters.
I just thought about the flip side. What if we lose? And
what are you doing?
Four starters. How's that look? I mean, this was a no.
Yeah, that's lose what we should be talking about.
They still have the three beside their name at the time. So.
This was a no lose situation for Tennessee, and now I feel like there's pressure.
Yeah, this is probably going to really affect the scouting situation.
They might have a guy we've never seen before.
It's kind of like that backup quarterback that from Florida.
What?
Backup quarterbacks from Florida against Tennessee. You don't have any scouting on them. They come in and they tear it up.
Isn't that kind of what happened to Kansas when we beat them?
Mm-hmm. Renato Ward. I didn't know about him. He was banking in threes.
Yeah,
the
who the hell's Skyler McBee?
I know. Skyler McBee, just pride of Granger County.
I don't think you don't like this take. Me
I don't. You guys are being. We're going to go in there and beat Kansas now. Because they're going to have to play some scrubs, and you guys are talking about, well, what if we lose? So what?
We have to balance out your positive energy.
No. No. You guys are scared. I'm not scared.
Yeah,
unless that guy picks up the stool, then I might be scared.
When I saw this, the first thing I thought of was, all right, well, this means Houston's going to pick the Vols now, and he will continue to have the same record as Tennessee by the end of Saturday.
He's on a heater. He called the score last night.
I did. Called the margin. And damn near called five guys in double figures if they don't bench Jalen Johnson for the last 3.5 minutes.
Oh, you hate to see it.
I mean, I thought you were going to be wrong.
You were sweating.
I actually wasn't because I had left, so I didn't know. I was just.
But you were still nervous that it was going to happen. Like, it was close. With that 10 minutes to go, I had four. The only problem is no one else had more than 3 points, so I needed somebody to get hot. Jalen Johnson got hot. They pulled him. But I did say 25. I did say 25. What?
I said I wouldn't say I was nervous.
Yes, you were. Once it hit four, there's no way you weren't like, oh, man, this might actually happen.
I was confident.
Okay. We all believe you, Davey. We all do. You were never nervous at all when Jalen Johnson got eight, and I already had four in double figures. Who are you pretending to right now? Like, yourself? Are you saying this to yourself so you want to believe it? You really expect us to believe you were never nervous? Huh. I don't think so. I was confident.
Should have taken that 100-point bet.
Yeah, I would never have taken that.
No?
Didn't feel good. I need to call Rick Barnes and get my $5 back, though. He benched Jalen Johnson. We're always saying we need to get these guys more minutes. We finally get him out there. He's playing well. He got 21. He actually had a pretty good, pretty good stretch of minutes there. Gaines got 4. Pember got 2.
Yeah.
Minutes, I'm talking about.
Right,
minutes.
Right, yeah.
Plavsic, though, hey, that baby hook's coming around. No? Okay.
11 minutes, 4 points, 0 rebounds.
He still doesn't have 10 for the season.
You guys are going to hell.
That's funny because they played so well. Like, this team, I feel like we overhype the role themes here, and I think we somehow have yo-yoed from, man, I don't think this team's going to be any good. I mean, before they have started any games, to, holy cow, they're a whole lot better than we thought. And then it's like, okay, they're not nearly that good. But now I think we're coming back up to, I mean, it's just like a metronome. I mean, we're eventually going to find kind of the middle ground. And these last two games, one on the road and one at home, have kind of proven that, Tennessee can beat the crap out of the worst teams in the SEC.
Yeah, I'll give you that.
We're not the bottom.
Yeah, we're not the bottom feeders
even
of the league.
Even in what we hope will be like Rick Barnes' worst year post-rebuild.
Yeah. I mean, Vanderbilt and Ole Miss still winless in the conference.
And we beat Missouri, who lost to Texas A&M last night.
Beat Missouri by 20? Or no, was it 10?
10.
Yeah.
69-59.
So I feel like you're solidly ahead of all four of those teams now.
Mm-hmm.
You beat South Carolina. That's another one.
Who beat Kentucky.
So, I mean, there's 5 teams out of the 14 that you've already kind of shown. You haven't beaten all of them yet, but you will have the opportunity to. And, and then there's some others you can then state your case for down the stretch. So in all seriousness, I think we've gone from underrating them before the season, overrating them after the Washington win, and maybe even the VCU win, to then underrating them again post Lamonte, and like, oh no, Vescovi's, he's good, but now he's not playing as well, and Euros isn't going to just save us. He's just going to be part of the rotation. To now, okay, we're not that bad. Like, if a team plays bad, we're going to lay the wood to them.
Yeah, I think you're anywhere from 5th to 9th in the SEC.
In the league?
Depending on who you beat. I mean, if you get a couple wins over Mississippi State and Alabama, obviously that's going to push you closer to 5th. You got to beat those teams, though.
Yeah, jury's still out. So that's a good feeling. It was nice to just watch them, and they're not when you blow teams out without making a bunch of threes, it almost feels more genuine.
Yeah, we didn't luck into a bunch of bombs, and then all of a sudden they're in, deep down in a hole. Like, this was just kind of the steady, we're just much better than you, and the defense was really, really good. I mean, Billy said it, they missed some wide-open shots, but they also had a lot of contested shots that were maybe not blocks, but altered. I'll take it.
And Josiah James, I think for the first time all year, took more shots than anybody else on the team. So
yeah, probably was the first game in which he did that.
I'd say that's,
he was
that's
3
a pretty good
10.
Sign.
Not
that's all right.
Great, but
it's a good night to do that.
Yeah,
to assert yourself a little bit. It wasn't going to matter.
He got to the free throw line, which we've been saying is important.
And the team's shooting, been shooting pretty well from the free throw line recently. But they need to get to it more like they did in this game. 20 of 24 for Tennessee from the line. They're 24 of 49 from the floor, right at 50%. And 5 of 17, right at 30% from 3. So, pretty good shooting night for Tennessee as they get the win. 73-48. We'll come back.
25-point margin, just saying.
Yeah, they didn't score 100.
I didn't make that bet.
4 guys in double figures.
Almost 5 with Jalen.
More 3 and out next.
Band.
Davey, your first effort at the mashup.
Please stop one of them.
It's not going too well.
Oh God, we got them so bad.
Yeah, that was.
Seth, we're gonna do it live. I have not tried out any of these beforehand.
Yeah, just
you
don't,
learn
don't,
when I learn.
We're done now. I can't my ears can't do that. That's what I told you yesterday. They have to be on the same beats per minute so they match up.
That was better, in my opinion.
It was awful.
That was all. Yeah, that was bad.
If I was listening in the car, awful I just sometimes changed the better. Channel. I couldn't even put my headphones on. Awful is not better. You say that about a lot of things. That's not true just because you're bad at it.
You got to have your finger on the clicker, so as soon as you're like, oh, this isn't working, we got to kill it.
He just let it roll. Jeez.
I mean, you can even toggle on and off different parts of the song and see, but. The best
shameful.
Best tweet I saw last night is Bill Self's going to have to suspend a lot of these players without pay.
I thought
that was pretty funny. How is he still coaching? How's Will Wade on my TV?
The same way.
Just
deny, deny, deny. Keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Deny and lie. That's all they did. No punishment. And now you got guys brawling. They should probably just throw Kansas away. Just shut it down. Whole
I think
program.
That's worse for us. I think they need to play the game. We need to beat them.
What? No, I mean after we beat them.
Okay.
Just maybe next year.
You were talking globally speaking.
Yeah.
Bill Self, what a cheater.
How many? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I mean, it's a lot of bench clearing. Elbow thrown. I mean, we got to get all these guys out of here.
If a guy throws like a real punch, and there were some in here for sure, how long do you think they should be suspended?
At least one game.
No, seriously.
I don't know. What are the rules? Isn't it one? One game? A punch is a game?
I think as we just talked about with Will Wade and Bill Self, there are no rules. NCAA college basketball.
No, there are rules. There's just no set punishment for breaking them.
Well, that's what we're talking about, is a punishment for throwing a punch.
Wouldn't it just be a foul?
No. No. What? You get suspended for this kind of stuff. I feel like this happened to Tony Harris back in the day. Like, he left the bench against Kentucky or something, and he got suspended for the next game. He didn't even do anything. He got held back by his teammates.
I thought there was an automatic something for leaving the bench. But see, this is where it gets confusing because there's NBA rules for stuff and then there's...
Well, I think if you leave the bench in the game, you're thrown out for the game, but the game was over. Or basically over. So I think they got to suspend some guys for the next game unless they do conference only.
It would have been awesome if there was like 22 seconds left, but Kansas State had like 5 guys left, but Kansas didn't have enough. Or, I don't know. It'd be funny if, like, Kansas had no players. And so Kansas State had to try and inbound it and score, like, enough times. And, like, let's say there was, like, 12 seconds. They had to throw it in and score and then, like, wait for the 5-second call on Kansas and then throw it in and score again. And it was, like, really close to see if they could win the game or not. It's kind of like when the teams are both trying to lose and they're scoring in the wrong baskets.
No, I don't think that would actually happen.
Back in 2011, Cincinnati and Xavier got into a brawl.
I remember that one.
Players were suspended for 6 games.
That's more than one. I'm in. I really do wonder, though, like, they wouldn't do it just for conference games. Like, it has to just be the next game at least.
That was my next question, too. Like, does Bill Self are we going to do the whole thing like Mississippi State where they got to pick the suspension games?
Which was really weird. I mean, also, if you're Bill Self, wouldn't you want to suspend him for this game? Like, wouldn't you? Because I've seen a lot of people, you know, suggest, oh, suspend him for conference games, probably. But if you're Bill Self, wouldn't you want to go ahead and at least get one suspension as far as a game, like, that's not in conference?
I would think so.
Seems like that's what you'd want. Like, oh, yeah, we'll suspend everyone for a game against Tennessee out of conference in a game that really doesn't matter. Although, I don't know, they got game day coming. It's kind of a big deal. Wonder.
They might change it.
Oh, you think game day might say, no, we're not. I mean,
I know it's kind of late notice, but
I mean, this would be the only thing they talked about for two hours on the show.
If I'm all about the ratings, I'm going. I'm interviewing all the parties involved. Just put Tom Rinaldi.
Put the stage.
No, they won't change it. They didn't
put the stage in a cage.
Just make a mockery of the whole thing.
I know this is a different situation, but I remember last year after Jim Boeheim, after he ran over that person, they still had game day there the next day.
That was the next day?
Or the next game.
Oof. Yikes.
I mean, this is kind of the whole team. And I mean, less.
You can't suspend. I mean, everyone is involved in this, right? Like, how many actual Kansas players do you see in said brawl?
Seven, right? Or in the brawl, four? Seven?
There's at least five.
The bench?
I saw at least five Kansas jerseys.
I think you have to see them swinging in order to suspend them, right?
I don't know.
No, because
leaving the benches is the whole thing. Yeah, like, there's time left on the clock. The ref had not ended the game. The refs, it's not like they ran off the court. They were in there trying to clean up the mess.
Unless they try to skirt the rule of saying they had believed the clock had expired.
Even then, though, I still don't...
I don't like that line of thinking, but I'm just saying...
I feel like there's eight Kansas players over there. One purposely avoids getting into the scrum, so there's seven. I'd say there's four, throwing haymakers.
I mean, if those... let's say that those four get, McCormick, four, five, D'Souza, six games... And everyone who leaves gets at least one?
Whew. He's number zero. He's gone.
he's out?
Marcus Garrett, buddy.
Done for?
You're done.
See you.
Well, this game just got a lot more interesting this weekend. I'll say that.
That's for sure.
A lot more interesting. Let's see here. Was Dotson in there? He had 18 points last night.
He was one who came off the bench.
Gone. What about Braun? Did you see Braun? He had 20. Tell me Braun was in there.
You got a number?
Number two. Was number two in the brawl? I think he was. I think I saw him. I think he was trying to play peacemaker. He had 20? That guy had 20? Really? No way. Azubuki, was Azubuki in there?
Azubuki, I actually did not see him, right? Yeah, he left the bench. He did cross the threshold of the baseline
Gone.
But he did not, I didn't see him.
Left the bench.
Do anything.
D'Souza only played 4 minutes and had no points. Dang it. I thought he was I was hoping he was going to be like a baller.
Oh, 30. 30 is the fourth one. Holy moly. What are you doing, bro?
I don't know. What is he doing? We're not looking at the video.
He was just shoving guys.
According to NCAA rulebook.
That's like Baji.
If you're ejected for fighting, that is a automatic one-game suspension.
Did they eject anyone before the final free throw that Kansas State shot?
I bet they did, right?
You would have to.
I don't know.
There was 0.1 seconds back on the clock. They went pencil and paper to write down all the stuff. They had this long meeting with both coaches. Bill Self, no jacket on because he's sweating. I don't know. I may have to rewatch the game broadcast and see if the announcers state that these guys are ejected.
My cousin's enrolled at KU right now. I'm trying to find out if he was at the game last night.
Mm. Let's go to the phone line to get Bear's thoughts. Bear, you're on 3 and Out.
I thought it was D'Souza who tried to kill the guy with the chair.
It was.
It was, yeah.
Yeah, I'll expect to see him on Saturday.
Yeah, he's done.
He's probably getting the 6 to 10 games, I think, right?
Nah, probably the year.
The year?
Probably.
I don't know about a year. I think if that coach hadn't snatched that thing out of his hands, it would have been quite so funny to look at today.
So there's a guy who I guess covers some Kansas basketball. His name's Andrew Dowdy. Guaranteed suspensions for Kansas: D'Souza, McCormick, Garrett, and Ochai Agbaji.
Yeah,
and then he said
30.
Maybe Devin Dotson. The top four could all get 5-plus games. This fight will cost Kansas a one seed, maybe more. Dotson's good.
Good. I mean, they're a lawless program.
Yes, they are.
The NCAA needs to bring the heel. I mean, it's I don't know.
Who does
you're a Kansas fan? Or Are you just not? You imagine if this was us, how pissed we'd be. The whole season.
If this had, like, happened to Tennessee.
Last year's team, yeah, when you're, like, ranked number one in the country or top five, and all of a sudden you just get into a brawl against a – I mean, this would be like us fighting Vanderbilt.
But they lost it last year, but before that, Kansas had won the Big 12 14 straight years. Mm-hmm. So imagine, like, having that on the line just to keep going and you then lose half your team.
Yeah, like it'd be like if our players actually did ball their fists up out at Memphis and it wasn't just Penny making stuff up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so Grant and Admiral get like 6-game suspensions as you go into league play. Oh, I'd be livid. Like if I'm a Kansas fan, I'm furious. If I'm a Kansas State
really
fan, I'm probably like, serves you right.
I mean, all that, you know, it was D'Souza that was in there, wasn't it?
No,
he started the whole thing.
Yeah, he started it.
Did he start it? Start it? Mm-hmm. Okay.
He blocked the shot.
Oh, he's the one who had the block? Okay.
Stood over the guy. He stood over the guy, and then I've watched it just a few. I probably haven't watched as much as you guys have.
Oh, where's the Pruder tape in this thing?
It looked like, and I've been involved in some things like this where something happens, and then you get a bunch of people, a bunch of guys all clogged up, and somebody comes in and pushes. And as soon as a push happens, it's on. They got all scrummed up there, so.
I still can't believe he picked up a stool. I mean, that is – I'm not saying he should go to jail, but, I mean, that's what they're saying on who's my guy? Seth Greenberg last night. He was saying criminal charges brought up against D'Souza and some of these other guys.
Greenberg's an idiot. You aren't going to press charges. That's just asinine.
But
I mean, it was the closest thing to Malice. I mean, it's nowhere near Malice at the Palace, simply because there weren't enough fans involved. But it's about as close as I've ever seen to some of those old school NBA fights. So, wow. We gonna win this weekend now? You like our chances better?
You're damn right we are. You're damn right we are.
Hell, I'm with Houston on this one.
I think it'll still be a close game.
Join me.
I always stand with you.
Thanks, Bear.
Unless I'm tearing you down. Anyhow, I gotta go, boys. See you.
See you, Bear. The guy who covers Kansas says those four and possibly Dotson. Hmm. We got Dotson here. Man, what are the odds? Right before, like, the game we've all circled as, like, the, ooh, I really don't want to watch that one. Ooh, this is not going to be pretty for Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And now, all of a sudden, some light. An opportunity. Would it be a hollow win? Sure. Do I care? No. Going to Fog Allen and getting a win? I don't care if I'm playing JV. That doesn't matter. I just want to win.
We'll come back. Final segment. Hour number one. Three and out.
Tennessee. Lord, I've really been real stressed. Down and out. Losing.
Final segment, hour one. Oh, you gotta love college athletics. It's always something. Kansas State brawl. Does it have a name yet? It's a thing.
Just the brawl. I'm sure someone will think of a really good name here soon.
Something with the stool, D'Souza, Kansas, I don't know. Fog Allen, Fieldhouse, the more creative people.
Yeah, leave it to the professionals on that one.
I wasn't trying to. No. I was just laying out the ingredients.
The in-state scrum.
That's so bad.
Yeah, hey. It's really bad. It's almost as bad as your DJing. Almost.
My favorite part is this transfer waiter or injured guy or whatever this Kansas State dude is in his polo losing his tennis shoe.
I mean, he got knocked right out of his shoes. you gotta lace him up, man.
I kind of got to hand it to the Kansas fans, like they and media members and students and cheerleaders, like they. I mean, there's one. It looks like a Kansas fan like trying to hold a Kansas player back. The fans were more behaved than, like, the fans are supposed to be the crazy ones.
The fans are like, we're good. Please don't do this.
Yeah.
We're winning by 20-something. Please don't get in a fight and get suspended.
There's a Kansas fan bear-hugging number zero, trying to keep him from fighting.
Smart.
Marcus Garrett is being saved by one of his fans. I mean, and it's like a college student. Like, it's a dude with a backwards ball cap, like.
Oh, so he has to be a college student because they wear backwards hats?
No, I mean, I'm just saying
he's young and cool.
It's a young guy that could, you know, use his young muscles to beat up some Kansas State guys, too. If, like, what I would have done
in
college.
I'm not messing with a college basketball player in college.
When he's on the ground, I'm going to give him a little, you know, business.
Whoa. Man, you're a bad human being. You would have hopped in a brawl?
I hopped in. They brought it to me.
While he's on the ground.
Coward.
Wow. Jeffrey Simmons light over here.
Helping out the team.
The series is called the Sunflower Showdown.
It's hard to come up with a good fight.
You thought my verbiage was bad. I was just listing off the options.
Sunflower power tower.
Leave it to the professionals. Yeah.
Well, now we have some info as to what the rivalry's called. Sunflower Showdown?
Mm-hmm. Can we call it a shootout?
There were no guns.
I know. I was talking about the Texas.
Bill Self has said there will be consequences.
Lots of running.
I think he means more significant consequences. But, I mean, this is... I mean, like, you're on your way to a potential national championship. Like, this is a big deal.
Stop it. Yeah, she must say that 8 times.
Yeah, because she wants him to stop it. Because she's like, we're number 3. Don't ruin the season.
She was yelling at Kansas State, guys.
As we've said, this year, it's pretty wide open for anyone in college basketball.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. If you're as wide open as it is, if you're a top 3 team, you think, well, we must be at least pretty good. I mean, early in the season, you said you thought they might be the best team in the country. Like, they have just as good of a shot as anybody. I mean... It's not crazy to think a couple of these guys could be suspended like 6 to 10 games.
Yeah.
Or the rest of the regular season until they get to the Big 12 tournament. Pat Forty.
That'll be their favor. They'll just be well rested.
That's, I mean, it's fair. Of course, if you lose the next 9 headed into the tournament, it might not be a good thing.
Get their looses out of the way.
Yeah.
I don't know
if
it'll
be an 11 seed, just killing everybody.
I don't think there's ever been a top 5 team in January not make the tournament by the end of the year.
I mean, I don't think there's ever been a top 5 team have 8 players suspended for 10
games.
Well,
the most college basketball thing ever would be that the suspensions are so bad, they lose almost every game. They really shouldn't make the tournament based on their resume, but because all their guys are going to be back, the committee's like, well, their guys will be back, they're one of the best 64.
It'd be the Syracuse every year plan.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this happened to them, so we have to help them out.
Some poor overachieving mid-major that is like, man, first 5 seed in history is like, and your 12 seed is Kansas. Dadgummit.
Well, all they have to do is win 5 more games, and they'll put them at 20, even if their players are suspended. A 20-win Kansas team not getting in? Come on.
The NCAA could make a statement.
I read this to Houston during the break.
We take these things seriously. Pay them all you want, but how dare they fight?
Any player who leaves the bench area and enters the playing court but does not participate in a fight shall not be assessed a Class B technical foul, which means no free throws awarded. That individual shall be ejected but is not subject to suspension.
Did anyone leave the bench but not fight?
Dodson.
I have to rewatch. Yeah,
that.
I was gonna say I need to like.
There
have
was a
numbers
kid on the
names.
Court. Like, is it? Let me get the. What is?
Bill Self, that's an embarrassment on our part. That's some accountability. That's not bad.
Elliot, who's listed as a bench warmer, Elliot Kempom, was on the court. He was one of the 3 guys around the like attempted layup, and he just kind of stayed right there and didn't go at all. So like, I think that is what you'd want players to do. He just kind of stood there and watched.
I mean, their next couple of games, they got some big matchups. After Tennessee, they play Oklahoma State. Not so much on that one, but then they got...
Oh, hasn't Oklahoma State been okay?
They've been average.
Okay.
Then they play Texas Tech.
They just had that number one player coming in. That's what I was thinking about. Oklahoma State, the kid that.
Well, they whooped Ole Miss, but they're not very good.
Yeah, there's.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oklahoma State's one of the winless Power Five teams in conference play.
Really,
but to start February, they have Texas Tech, who's 18th in the country right now. Then, even though Texas isn't that good, I mean, it's still a rivalry game. Yeah. Then they play TCU, and then they go on the road to West Virginia. West Virginia is currently 14th in the country.
Oklahoma, Iowa State, then the showdown with Baylor. That's when they'll be wanting they can have them back, right? So that's what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 games. Bill Self will be begging for an eight game or less suspension.
Mm. Pat Forty says, if the schools punt discipline in this one, the Big 12 needs to drop the hammer.
I love these people that think anything's going to change. I mean,
what's like Kansas like State Bill players Self get suspended more than the Kansas players?
Like, D'Souza got paid to go to Kansas, and he's playing. That's the reason this happened.
Because
he's volleyball spiking a guy and then standing over him.
Well, remember, he was ruled ineligible, and then his appeal got passed, and so he's eligible now. And then he throws punches and holds a stool up like he's going to crush somebody's skull.
Scotty says, Sunflower Showdown Brawl, the stool-sickle.
The what?
The stool-sickle.
Stool-sickle.
Yeah. The Sunflower Slobber Knocker from Whiskey Jim.
Slobber Knocker, not bad.
We'll hit a quick break. 865-546-8200 if you want to weigh in. Hang tight if you're on the phone lines. You'll be up first. Stick with us right here as we kick off Hour 2 next.